had learned and what they did not care to learn. Spanish record tells of two other settlements in the late 1700s, of one at San Mateo, just north of St. Mark's Taylor, and one at Cambulia, south of it. All these are at present off the Navajo Reservation. They are near the Pueblo, and the people in them keep on trading and marrying with Pueblo people. Little by little, they even become friendly with the Spanish. Two missions were set up for them, but as they had shown before, the Navajo were not interested in mission. After 2 years, preachers gave up. Still, these Mont Taylor Navajo could not help learning some Spanish way. That was especially true, which are still on the map today. A short distance away was Acoma, and also near was Laguna, which was a new village then. Refugees from several towns had gathered there to get away from the Spanish. They were friendly with the Navajo, and the two people did a great deal of trading. Whites who want to visit the Navajo always want furs, and sometime got caught from there. There were times when the people even got soldier. The other began to call them Imni Navajo. Chipolata was on the southern slope of Mont Taylor, and south of it, the Apache. And country began, so here the Navajo turned and moved west. Some of them must have wandered along the open country where there were not many good places to stop, for they need grass and water for their sheep. Still, there was one fine place which the hunters had known for a long time. It was a old pool surrounded by trees, where the hunter known that bears could come to drink. They call it Swish Bellow, Bear Spring. The Spanish translate this to O.J. Dale also, and later the American Bill Fort Wingate there. Today, the first country gateway appeared, then another. Behind them are Mesa of Government, Billing, the Indian school in the military depot for ammunition. No one could guess that this was once a famous Indian camping place, where all traveler Navajo stopped to drink water and for the flock. Back in the hill, some 30 miles from Bear Spring, is the ancient Pueblo of Zuni. Here was a new group of Indians whom the Navajo scarcely known. The Zuni spoke a different language from the Pueblo on the Rio Grande. They saw very little of the Spanish, for their desert village was hidden away behind mountains, and the conquered ruler was it. So the Zuni were able to perform their beautiful ceremony without fear. Doubtfully, the Navajo often visit them. As they did so, they may have taken some idea from the Zuni, and the Zuni certainly took from them. The sound of the great fire currently are in Navajo language. However, the two groups did not remain friendly all the time. The Navajo soon start to ruin the Zuni and carry off their crop and their women. The fighting between the two went on for a century. Group of Navajo were now moving all over the country. They had horses to carry them and sheep for food supply, so they could go to many places which we impossibly dealt before. One of these was the Wild Chaska Range. They found that there were springs near the mountain with good pasture around them. Tohalina, at the eastern foot of the mountain, became a great Navajo camp. Many groups climbed beyond it to camp in hidden village among the peaks. Here they hide the sheep which they had taken from Spanish rancher, and no white man ever dared follow. Spanish report tell how they had stone walls hook on in these mountains. There was even better hiding place in a long deep canyon which lead out of this range toward the west. One of these 30 miles long with rock wall which are sometimes 100 feet high became the great Navajo stronghold. The people call it the cannon. Spanish could not go in so in this. And cannon DC there are Navajo ruins in Canyon de Chelly dating from 1750 to 1770. So some of the Navajo found their way across the mountain and into this secret hiding place right after leaving their first home. In the Northern Canyon. The canyon is really two canyon shaped like a long Y with walls so deep and soaked that a horseman can't find no way out with riding from one end to the other. Through each branch of the run a tiny stream which keep the soil moist all summer. Where the wall would here and there the Indian painter found a dear garden soul hidden between the rock wall until it was like a greenhouse. Anxious basket maker had found this planting place 1,000 years before, and even today the bottle shaped storage planes can be seen among the rock. Later in the great Pueblo days, stone houses were built in the shadow cave. The Navajo could search these for arrowheads and especially for corn grown stone, grinding stone too heavy for a moving people to carry with them. The Navajo settling down in this Falco Canyon and soon made it their own. The story is that the Haymes claim were the principal settler, and even today the Canyon people had something of the Pueblo look. They never had many sheep in the old days, for there was not much pasturage. Instead, they were known for their fine crop of corn, beans, squash, and watermelon, and peaches. Peaches had been brought by the Spanish, and the preachers plant them around their mission. We do not hear much of them among Rio Grande Pueblo, but the Hopi and Black Mesa were especially fond of fruit. Even after they had driven out the preachers and forbidden them to return, the Hopi kept on raising Spanish peaches. True, the fruit got smaller and smaller since it did not have the griffin and proper care given by the peaches. Still, it tastes wonderful, sweet, and good to people who had no sugar. The Hopi dried their peaches in the sun as they used to dry yucca fruit, and this art they taught to the Navajo. No one knows when the teaching took place. the Hopi